standardized testing. But the problem is they only had about two-thirds of the kids take the test, and the results were mixed. For elementary school students, they actually saw an improvement, which they thought possibly could be from parents, you know, helping the kids out a little bit.
Sitting just out of camera range.
Yeah, but the real problem is look, when you're not testing, and I think it was a third of the students, you're not getting a third of the students who, you know, are presumably going to be doing the worst in school, and that's going to skew the results. And so not only are, you know, they not getting tested, they're not even showing up to the test, which should just be terrifying. And I mean, I can't even imagine how stressful it is for these families where, you know, they depend on their kid being able to go to school. That's how their kid's going to learn. That's how their kid's going to advance. And it's just been taken away from them.
That's incredible. More coming up with Victor Jenks. There's a whole lot more to talk about. The president has experienced some losses in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Is that race over? We're going to talk about that and a whole and more on Governor Sisolak. For instance, what happens at the end of 3 weeks if there is no change? If the wildfire is still spreading, what do we do then? We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Victor Jenks alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Just a touch after 3:30 right now as we check out our traffic cams all over Southern Nevada, and we are getting some slow flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at St. Rose. Also, as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl there on US 95 westbound near Valley View, you'll tap the brakes through there. Also, expect some reduced speeds on the 15 in the Resort Corridor. That's northbound at Desert Inn, southbound at Sahara. Those lane restrictions continue as well on the 15, both north and southbound. It's between Craig and Cheyenne. Expect delays in that work zone through there.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Oh, so close for the Raiders. They lose to the Chiefs 35-31. Raiders had a lead with about a minute and a half to go when Kansas City got the ball back, and they were able to drive down the field. And with about 23 seconds left in the game, a touchdown pass to Travis Kelce ends up being the difference, and the Raiders have their three-game winning streak come to an end. Derek Carr, 23 of 31, 275 yards, but it wasn't quite enough. Up next for the Raiders, they'll visit the Falcons on Sunday. UNLV football, after not being able to play this weekend, they are next scheduled to play on Friday when they will be at home against Wyoming.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SPCyberMonday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Oh, yeah. Live and local for a Monday after an historic speech by the governor, King Sisolak. You know, if you want to go to your local PTs, you better have a reservation. Can you imagine calling? I'd be embarrassed to call my local PTs or Distill or whatever the bar and grill is and say, I'd like to make reservations for one for tonight at the bar. Good Lord. Victor, the only redeeming feature in the speech that I heard yesterday was the fact that it is only supposedly going to be for 3 weeks. What happens if the numbers aren't any good in 3 weeks?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, the problem is that if the numbers are still bad, Sisolak's going to say, well, my plan didn't work. We need more of my plan. And if the numbers improve, which I honestly don't think will be, you know, have anything to do with what Sisolak is ordering. I think it's just the virus takes its course and it is what it is. Then he'll say, look, my plan's working. We can't relax now. Basically you just get into this cycle where it's always restrictions, because whatever the outcome is, the answer is always more restrictions. And I very much think that's exactly what, you know, Sisolak knowingly or unknowingly has set himself up for. I mean, that's what he did this summer. You know, he just kept holding on to restrictions until finally it was obvious that, you know, what he was doing was just crushing the economy and it wasn't really helping anyone.
You know, the next column for you has got to be something along the lines of, so what's next? You know, if indeed, because I totally agree with you. It is obvious that these politicians, even the scientists, don't really know what this coronavirus is about. And as a result, they're just throwing stuff up against the wall and seeing if any of it'll stick. Do you think Sisolak understands at all what this is doing to small business? I mean, taking a business that's already teetering and taking it from 50% to 25%, you can't make it work. The business model does not work. Does he understand that?
Well, I mean, I think there's a difference between, you know, understanding in your mind that, oh yeah, this is going to be hard for people, and then there's you know, the person who's living it, who's invested, you know, worked for 10 years to save up the money to start a business, only to have it crushed, not because it wasn't a good idea, not because there wasn't a market, but because, you know, some guy up in Carson City said, no, your business has to close. I don't think he understands that pain. I don't think he can feel that anguish, because, you know, really the only person who can understand the depth of that anguish is that person and their family and their employees. You know, you can know what it's like to be hungry when you say, well, yeah, I mean, being hungry, that's not very fun. And then you can be the father who says, I'm desperate to work, but Sisolak won't let me work, and I can't get unemployment. How am I going to feed my family? You know, those people are feeling differently about the virus than the guy who's worth millions of dollars sitting up in his mansion in Carson City. And look, do I think he cares? Yes, I think he cares. I mean, but the problem is he cares too much, right? He thinks, well, I care, therefore I need to solve it. You can't solve it. It's a virus. You cannot solve it. All you can do is tell people this is the way we have to do it, regardless of what those people actually want, what their priorities are, what their specific circumstances are, and that's the most damaging thing he can do. I honestly, it would be better for Nevada if he just cared less.
Would it be an option to say, we're only a couple of months away from a vaccine being on the market and being available at CVS and Walgreens and Walmart Pharmacy, and just let it run its course? Could we do that and get away with it?
Well, that's what I think we should do. I mean, I think when you look at the statistics, It's really stunning. The RJ has his data page every Sunday. Every state around Nevada, the curve is straight up. Doesn't matter if it's California, doesn't matter if it's Oregon, or the restrictions are, you know, they're very strong restrictions. Doesn't matter if it's Arizona or Utah or Idaho, where the restrictions aren't so strong. Everything is going up. And so the great lie is that we have some sort of control or button that we can push to stop or change this virus. It's a virus. It's going to spread. It, you know, we can't stop it, but we can stifle the economy. We can destroy people's lives through onerous lockdown measures. Those are the choices. There's no option where the virus just goes away until the vaccine is widely available.
And so if we waited 2 or 3 months, more people would die, but they're going to die anyway. And we don't know if what we're doing is going to fix this. I'll be honest with you. This is, and I know this is not an easy subject for the governor to handle. And you can tell he appears to be uncomfortable, I guess is the best word, talking about this stuff. And you know, maybe if we just let this thing go and we let business grow and prosper. For instance, let me just ask you, what about gaming? Can gaming survive this way?
Well, I mean, not indefinitely, certainly. I mean, I think the hope is that, look, if this is over by May, you know, they will be able to limp through. You know, their stock prices have recovered, not fully, obviously, but, you know, they're not at the depths they were 8 months ago,
yeah.
which is helpful. But, you know, I'm not worried about the companies. I'm worried about the, you know, the housekeeper. I'm worried about the cook. I'm worried about the guy who's checking people in and depending on that to feed his family. And look, the next 6 months, the next year are going to be hard. I mean, you know, whatever CISLAC did, because the virus is going to reduce tourism. But when you impose these shutdown orders, it makes it worse, and it makes it unnecessarily worse.
Final couple of minutes. Want to ask you about the presidential race. We still don't know who's going to be president. The president, though, has lost Michigan and Pennsylvania court cases. Is it just about the end of the line for the president?
Yeah. I mean, I think I have every expectation that Biden's going to be sworn in January, and I think that's what, you know, everyone's expectation should be. And I think you've got to parse out some issues here. I mean, there's the issue of, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Obviously, I think Biden's going to be, you know, sworn in. There's the issue of, was the system vulnerable to fraud? And that is absolutely. And then there's this question in the middle, well, how much fraud happened? And the hard thing for the Trump campaign and the hard thing for anybody is really that uncovering large-scale fraud takes a lot of time. And it's hard to do it on a timeline. It's hard to do it on deadline. And so I really hope the investigation into fraud continues and the awareness of, you know, what makes a system vulnerable to fraud continues. I certainly plan to do that here in Nevada. But, you know, that shouldn't be people shouldn't keep that in their mind as, well, this is the mechanism for Trump to win. No, this is the mechanism to improve the election results. And, you know, unfortunately, 2020 was conducted in a you know, really insecure way, at least here in Nevada.
And let me ask you, you were the one that got the president's attention on Twitter relative to your signing 9 ballots, 9 envelopes, and 8 of them were accepted by Clark County. Have you gotten any sort of satisfactory explanation of how that can be? And if you had done 90, would 80 have been accepted by the county?
Well, I mean, the explanation is that signature verification is not, you know, it's not an objective thing. It's subjective. People's signatures change, and so people are basically making guesses about whether or not someone's signature matches. And they've been instructed by the state legislature to find a way for the signature to match. And so that's where the presumption is, and that's why you can have someone like me, you know, write 9 people's names, have those people copy that signature onto their ballot, and have it be accepted. Because the system is not set up securely.
Wow. And that's scary, looking at 2 years down the road. I mean, because if we're going to keep doing these elections, and, you know, the old deal of getting the same result after, you know, that's insanity. And we're headed towards insanity in 2022. Victor, always good, man. Thanks so much. By the way, are you done writing about Governor Sisolak, or is there going to be more?
With the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Well, I assume. I mean, until he gives up his royal power, I mean, there's certainly going to be more to talk about.
I love it. Hey, thanks so much, Victor. We'll talk again next week, okay? Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up, we're going to let you hear the governor in his own words. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamyl lactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Steve Sisolak was amazing yesterday. He said not once but twice, but this was not a shutdown of the state's economy. He was not going to close things down. But he did do what I found reprehensible, and that is leaving this thing up to us. That if we wanted the schools to be back in session with our kids in brick and mortar schools, it would be up to us, you and me, that we'd have to clean our hands, wear masks, social distancing, make reservations at your local PTs. Or your local gaming bar, you just have to do that. New restrictions all across. And now, here, let's go to cut five real quick, because this is the governor with new restrictions in bars and restaurants that I claim will claim jobs. In fact, I talked last night to people at one local watering hole, and they said, yeah, we're going to go from two bartenders to one. That is not a good sign. But this was the governor yesterday afternoon speaking to the state of Nevada.
Restaurants and bars, they are currently operating at 50% capacity. Under the statewide pause, they may continue to operate under strict social distancing requirements at 25% occupancy, indoor and outdoor. No more than four patrons per table. And seating at bar or countertops must continue to be socially distanced under the existing guidelines. Restaurants and bars should continue to have hand sanitizer available and should be conducting health screenings and/or temperature checks. For restaurants and bars that serve food, reservations are required. No walk-ins will be allowed. I know the majority of our bars and restaurants are doing their best, but these settings are proven to be high risk because they allow the opportunity for people to remove their face coverings in indoor settings around people outside of their households. That's how the virus spreads. That's why I encourage curbside delivery and/or carryout operations, and why our healthcare experts want to remind Nevadans and visitors that you must keep your mask on at all times when you are not actively eating or drinking. Regardless of whether you are 6 feet away from others or not, you must maintain your mask at all times when not actively drinking and eating.
Now, what is actively eating or drinking? If I've got a cold drink on the bar and I consume it, do I have to put my mask? I mean, this is so stupid. I know it's only for 3 weeks, but it's almost as if he wants to make it so onerous for people that want to go into a bar and grill that they'll simply stop going. And that is wrong. By the way, this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen these electric bikes? Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. And I got to tell you, with the weather being so darn nice over the course of the last week or so, and it's supposed to be that way for, right through Thanksgiving, I love getting out. And this might be your opportunity to check out a bike at LasVegasCyclery.com. LasVegasCyclery.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. In 1968, the world got the Hong Kong flu. It was very similar to the COVID-19. A lot of people got sick. Some of them died. Mostly the older and less healthy. But the media were so focused on Vietnam that the Hong Kong flu didn't get a lot of press. No industries were destroyed. Life went on. So in the history of 1968, the Hong Kong flu is only a footnote. 2020 will be recorded in history as the year COVID-19 created a pandemic from which media and government created a worldwide economic disaster. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALD.com, 369-1321, QHALD.com, 369-1321.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take 2. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose. To fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at NoDiabetesByHeart.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. In fact, I was there last week and I had a great time. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up in our next hour, we'll be joined by State Senator Scott Hammond. He won his race in the recent election. And I'm sure he's going to have some thoughts on what the governor was talking about yesterday afternoon, actually. 4:30, an odd time. And it went, I guess he went right up against the Raiders game. So we knew it wasn't going to take long for him to finish up, because everybody would want to watch the Raiders. Stick around. Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Also later on, Andy Matthews, another winner from the recent election, the newly elected assemblyman from District 37, thoughtful guy, smart guy, and he's headed to Carson City, and I'm so glad. He is going to be such a great addition. And with the pickups that we had, you know, on November 3rd and beyond, it's going to be good to have him in Carson City. Stay where you are. We got a busy, busy show coming up. I'll let you hear more of what the governor had to say, because the governor was very vocal last night, yesterday afternoon. Stay where you are. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych 3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of